in Randolph County and from miles around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means WHCO.
For folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the people speak.
Good afternoon and good afternoon.
Where have you been? You must have gotten up at 3 a.m.
I believe so. School started today, and I drive a school bus, so I was up
earlier. Oh, there you go. Hopefully you got all the kiddies to school okay.
I'm about 3-4 hours ahead of time here, but good morning. It's 9:26. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak, and we're going to be talking today with Carol and Don from Sparta Hospital. How you doing?
We're doing well. We hope all of our listeners are in good health this morning as well. A little warm out there, so.
It is. It seems like, you know, we get through July and we think we've made it through summer, but then August hits us.
When I first came out here in 1971 to attend seminary, I was just amazed. It was in October, and I guess we call it Indian summer. It was just beautiful, and we were out playing touch football and doing all these things over in Webster Groves, and I was just amazed at the weather. So it's, you know, we do experience all four seasons, which is a good thing. And blessed is all the rain that we got. But I understand we did not get as much as our friends to the north did. But the crops still look great. Should be a good harvest.
True. All right, I'll tell you what. Let's take a quick break here, and we'll dive into our topic today. You're listening to The People Speak on Rock Country 1230 WHCO and 97.3. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It is 9:33. This is The People Speak. We're talking with Don and Carol from Sparta Hospital today.
We wanted to talk, Carol and I wanted to talk about the work of the foundation today. We are in the midst of a campaign in support. And of course, the foundation exists solely to support the hospital. Mm-hmm. We're a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, and we exist solely to support the hospital. And this year, we are supporting the purchase of 3D Mammo, and it's pretty pricey, isn't it, Carol?
Yes.
It's very pricey. So we're reaching out to residents of Sparta and Southern Illinois who have been impacted by our hospital. But we want to also help assure residents of South Central Illinois that they will continue to have access to a healthy future through our work and through what the hospital provides. And so we're looking and asking the community to support financially and otherwise materially the work of the foundation, especially in support of this recent campaign. Some people would say, well, why should we support the hospital? The hospital appears to be doing well. The hospital plays a role as a steward, and we take that role very seriously. I like to think of, you know, you've got the S&P 500. I like to think of S&P that the hospital sustains life and the hospital preserves health. And we are one of the few employers that does that. That's mm-hmm. That's our purpose. I'm not sure if many people in the community know that our payroll is $16 million a year. That's a significant impact in the community. 350 employees benefit from the work that we provide at the hospital. And then typically benefits are about 25% of your total payroll. So we're right on that. We're at $5 million in benefits that we provide employees. So we're looking $21 million. That's nothing to sneeze at, and it's significant. And so I feel inclined to come back to the community and say, hey, would you please help us and continue to sustain the good work that we're doing? We serve 880 inpatients a year. We're a critical access hospital, so we are not like the big hospitals in the metropolitan areas whose business is to take care of many more inpatients. Our outpatient, you know, if we did a quiz or a test, our outpatient visits run it to over 42,000. 42,000 outpatient visits. That doesn't include visits to the doctor, which are 48,000, nearly 50,000 visits a year are through our rural health care clinics. Just looking at the emergency room, nearly 10,000 people come through the emergency room every year. They're the ones who need immediate access to health care, and we provide that. Think of diagnostic imaging, over 20,000 studies that we do a year. How many lab tests do we do? Almost 120,000. So there's just a lot of work that we provide and services that we provide. Home health visits. We have a premier home health program at the hospital. We provide over 7,100 home health visits through at-home health. Cheryl Adams, our director, does an excellent job in providing those services to the community, and I can attest to the quality of those services. So I wanted to get back and ask Carol to chime in here, especially when we look at the number of physicians we have, the number of support medical staff that we have in support of our physicians, and specifically maybe, Carol, you can touch on their performance, but why don't you review with everybody how many doctors we actually employ? See, that's obviously part of our payroll and as well as our other employees, but the doctors and physician assistants and nurse practitioners are a small part of the total employee cadre. So maybe, Carol, you could talk to us and tell us about some of the special performance indicators that set us apart.
Sure. Our clinics are the quality healthcare clinics, and we have clinics located in Sparta, Steelville, Coulterville, and Marissa. We have 9 primary care providers and 13, and soon to be 14, I think, nurse practitioners, PAs, which work with the doctors. Of course, we've got in Sparta, we've got Dr. Russell Coulter at Family Health Center. We've got Dr. Amy Epstein, our pediatricians at Family Health Center, and then also Ann Altgelbers, which is a nurse practitioner who is at Family Health Center, Dr. Wood and Dana Lakatas, and we have also Jennifer Demsar, who is a nurse practitioner, and Dana is a physician's assistant, but we have those at Marissa Medical Clinic. We have Dr. James, Dr. Beckmeyer, Ashley Hundelt, all at Coulterville Clinic. Of course, also in Sparta, we have Dr. Elvira Salarda. She's just an angel. I just love her. And also working with her is Deanne Rickenberg, nurse practitioner. Deanne's been with us quite a while. And Nikki Murphy, nurse practitioner. In Stillville, we have Dr. Mark Preuss and Karen Chamness, a PAC. Of course, we have Convenient Care, Destiny Wilson, and Victoria Koch, and Danielle Preuss, who is a PA. Also, North Campus Healthcare, we have Jennifer Watson. Now, a lot of people had Jennifer Watson taking care of them as an RN at Sparta Hospital.
Oh.
And she moved on to get her nurse practitioner's license, and she's working out there with Dr. Chung. So we have 9 physicians and 13 mid-levels or physician's assistants and nurse practitioners, all accepting new patients at any time. Now, one thing that
Let me just interrupt you. Just take that number. You said 9? and
mm-hmm. and 13.
That's 22 healthcare professionals providing services in Sparta,
right,
and in the surrounding communities. Mm-hmm. I think the important thing that we have to impress is that we're not just one location. We're kind of, the hospital's kind of the center of this hub, and we've got the wheel and how we reach out and provide services. You spoke about Dr.
And that's not including a Bradbury Rural Health Clinic with our right. three surgeons.
And our wound care and all the other yes. things that we do. Yeah. You have some special performance measures that I think.
Right. Each month I have to list our PCMH, which is patient-centered medical home, their measures for each individual provider. When PCMH, we had to work for a very long time to qualify for a patient-centered medical home. What that is the patient is the center of the care. They have a lot of decisions. They're in with the doctors and the specialists and the, you know, we were the lab technicians, everyone in planning their care. Mm-hmm. So that is patient-centered medical home.
And it's now, all coordinated, isn't it, Carol? It's all coordinated. Medical records.
All the doctors know what each other's doing, specialty docs, everybody.
And for the federal government, this is important for everybody out there to know. It is going to be a requirement in the future,
right.
And Sparta Hospital is on the cutting edge of being ready for that.
Yeah, we're one of the first in the area. So our performance measures, our strategic plan focuses this year on the quality measures of blood pressure and A1Cs, which is diabetic patients having an A1C within prior 12 months. So that's what they base an A1C is like a 3-month level of how your blood sugar has been running. So mm-hmm. it's very important that these blood levels, you know, meet standards, certain standards. And then the quality measures of blood pressure, anyone with a diagnosis of hypertension has their blood pressure controlled. Now, I've just brought Dr. Salardas with me because hers is equal to, this is how all of these are running, these performance measures, which I have to post for the community to see. But all of ours are running in the percentage of patients seen on a same day called, which is 96%. Now, that has a lot to do with our provider pledge. And Don, you want to explain the provider pledge that we have with all our providers?
I like to keep it real, real brief. You call by noon, you'll be in by 5.
Right. Seen by someone in that office.
Correct. And it has to be to the office where you are a patient.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For example, I'm under the care of Dana Lakatis at Marissa. So if I had an acute occurrence today and I would call before noon, Dana has pledged that he would see me in the office by 5 o'clock. And that's a great, I mean, and that's a serious pledge that is being made, because one of the complaints you always hear is, I can't get in to see my physician. I can't get in to see my nurse practitioner. And this is a pledge that we are making to the community and all the offices.
And it has really worked out well. Dr. Salarda, her patient satisfaction is in 75th percentile. That's overall overall patients recommending the practice. Her quality measures of blood pressure are 91% of Dr. Salarda's patients met this measure. And wow. All of our providers are running in the upper 80s and 90s on this, which is, it always impresses me when I get these records or get these monthly reports. The A1Cs, 98% of Dr. Salarda's patients met the measure of our A1C, what was set. So that's phenomenal.
Right.
It makes me very proud.
I can attest to both of those, because yes. I've fallen within both of them and was then follow-up treatment for both of them and then brought down. The whole idea is, especially with pre-diabetes, it is so critical that you have your A1C test.
Yes. Yes.
So that you can be medicated and or exercise and or lose weight to bring it down to normative values. And it works.
And everybody is involved in these measures. You know, I'll sit in a meeting and I hear about the the PCMH measures. Barb Brown is involved in that. You know, the doctors send them to her.
Of course, we know who Barb Brown is.
Yes, our dietitian, and she's our diabetes nurse education. But, you know, she's involved in that. You know, any, they, the labs that are drawn, they immediately get, you know, those things to the doctors. That's all patient-centered medical home. Everybody's involved in it. Everybody is rated on how our strategic plan comes out. So we're all working together, even me. You know, I have to let people know, you know, keep your appointment. This doctor is accepting patients. Barb has a diabetes prevention program and a diabetes management program, trying to get these people to our care and our services. So it's exciting when you get into these things and you see it working after you get it set up and you work so hard.
Right.
So,
yeah. I'll tell you what, let's slip our break in here and we'll come back and talk some more with Don and Carol from Sparta Community Hospital. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to The People Speak. Again, we're talking with Don and Carol from Sparta Community Hospital. And we've got a little time left here on the program.
Yeah, just a few minutes left. I wanted to follow up with what Carol was talking about and some of the awards and recognition that the hospital has received. We're a very credible institution. We have not been in any financial crisis that a lot of other institutions have been in because of the leadership that we have at our hospital. We're a top 20 critical access hospital for quality. Our patient satisfaction is above norm. Our quality measures, which Carol spoke of, is important.
We just received a top 20 letter yesterday on that, quality measures.
That is excellent. Our at-home healthcare services are always at the top of quality of service and patient satisfaction. Our health facilities accreditation is strong. Our emergency department, we haven't talked about Spunk lately, but our emergency department approved for pediatrics, and our telemedicine that we have with Cardinal Glennon is cutting edge. And also stroke, we are a stroke ready designated institution. And of course, Carol talked about patient centered medical home and the designation that we have with that. I just would urge people to give thought to making a contribution to the Health and Wellness Foundation. One of the things that is important nowadays, when you become my age, 70 and a half years old, you have to take a portion of your 401k if you have one. And there are strategies to help preserve what is tax liable through the charitable distribution. And the foundation, your church, our foundation, which we are encouraging people to look at, is one of the places you can donate to. So Carol is the executive director of our foundation. I assist her in her work, and we would be more than happy to talk to anybody in the public about what we are doing. It's so important to continue to sustain our hospital because we sustain life and we preserve health. And Carol, is there anything else you want to add?
No, I think we've covered it all.
Covered it all.
Covered it all.
All right, well, Don, Carol, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
10 o'clock.
And that will wrap things up today here on The People Speak. We will talk to you again tomorrow.
You all stay healthy.